Hello there guys, Exeter Rider, and this week I'm going out on a Multistrada. No, I'm not going on I'm going on a Ducati Desert X, let's get it right. So, I know absolutely nothing about this bike, but I'll flag up some information on screen. Some people are going out on the Multistradas, the V4s, which are beasts. First time on a Ducati. Should be interesting. Looks a little bit like the Super Tenere with the setup there. All right, some baby stuff first. Make sure that we can all stand up on two wheels, apparently, before we go out onto the big boy stuff. Oh, shit. Dipped in a bit quick then. That'd be embarrassing, wouldn't it? First corner and off I come. A lot of heat coming from the engine, straight from the off. Gonna get very warm legs, that's for sure. Very much a bike you need to use the foot pegs really to steady it. Anti-stall kicked in then. Feels like it was stalled quite easily actually. Got Mr. Centurion in front of me there. Doing his thing. He seems like he likes his off-road stuff. He prefers off-road than on-road actually. Only been riding about a year, so it's quite good practice for him. Fueling's a little bit odd. Suspension's very nice, seems to pop back into place straight away. Well, here we are guys, going out onto the off-road course. How am I finding it at the moment? Desert X is quite choppy on the throttle, I'm finding. More than what I'm used to. I'm not really an off-road rider anyway, so that probably says a lot in itself. Doesn't really like low speed. I'm finding it quite top-heavy, but manageable. And yeah, I mean, in the hands of the right person, I'm sure this will be a real cracker. Where's he going? Oh, we're going now, are we? So, yeah. Very easy to kick the back end out, loads of power. I don't even know what engine size this is. It certainly feels like a real proper off-roady bike. And once you get to a better speed, sort of above 30 miles an hour, it starts to come into its own a bit more then. Gear changes, quite short throws. Thought Mr. C was going to lose it then. It's a long way down actually, it's deceiving. You don't feel like you're on a high up bike, but actually the bike is quite high up once you try and put your feet down. Bit of wet grass, I love wet grass, not. Whee! Not going to be one of those whee videos, is it? Done a few of them before. Lovely over the bumps, really good suspension. That's one of the best points about this bike so far, I think. Had a good time last night. I spoke with Lyndon Proskett and his wife. He's got a heck of a setup. Sounds a really good place he's got out in Spain where he does the adventure rides and the like. And God, what a life he's had. That guy can ride, can't he? My goodness me. Go on, boy, up you go. Go on, give it some welly, because I... Whee! Whee! Go on, go on! Yay! Oh, come on, a bit faster. Oh, wrong gear. Half tempted to overtake in a minute. Not Mr. C in front, but the other guy. As per normal, the GoPro will dumb out the steepness of these hills and etc. Whee, dip. Great suspension, fantastic. Do you have to be a bit careful on that choppy throttle though on this grass? That's it. Yeah, I tell you what, this seat is a long, long way down, around 850 high, I reckon. And even when it doesn't really sink down a lot either, I'm not sure what suspension settings I've got. I've got cruise control, I've got different modes, so I guess there is some sort of certainly not electronic suspension on the front, but it is on the rear possibly. Oh fuck. Oh, just F-bombed again. Oh dear. Whee! Tyres are gripping in nicely. Got a funny thing in there, the Karooz, I think. Always got a nice tread block for this type of thing. Not too bad out on the road either, from my experience. Loads of power. Nice power on this bike. It's amazing that I'm on a bike which I know nothing about Ducatis. My local dealer is probably about 50-60 miles away. No presence in Exeter, oddly. Not to my knowledge, I know there isn't. Same as, you know, any bike that's not in the big four. You kind of hear good stories and horror stories, don't you? So, fans just kicked in. It's absolutely roasting this engine. Really, really hot. Really feel it as well. I might get in a cheeky overtake in a minute. No, I shouldn't do that. Oh, shit. You alright?
Back, Donald.
Just wait for a minute.
Stuffing out yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. The bag's gone off as well, so I need to. Yeah. Oh, fuck, Robert, now. I've never gave a Subaru Mackenzie.
Cost you 250 quid, that did?
Yeah.
It's good though, mate. You alright, yeah?
Yeah, well, I'm glad I was wearing it, because that was fucking hot.
Yeah.
Guys, do you want to carry on?
Yeah.
Do you want to keep going? You're going to lose the group otherwise.
Are you alright with that?
Yeah, go for it.
Alright, he's with me this one, so. Definitely alright, aren't you?
Sure, he's alright.
Yeah. Wet grass is a. Yeah. Right. Mr. C's alright. We've got some catching up today, which is kind of good. He had his air vest on as well, which is. Helped him a lot, obviously. Wet grass. Wet grass is one of the worst. I'd rather have sloppy mud any day than wet grass. So, yeah. One man down. Just happens to be my mate. Sadly. But it's so easily done on wet grass. It really is. It's chucking down last night for a little while, so... Where are we? Got it on camera there, we'll be pleased about that. After today, he'll be pleased he caught that on camera. I am too, because it's good for views, so thanks for that, Mr. C. Hopefully that'll be it for the offs. Bless him, he's got a few more rides yet, but he'll be without his air vest, which I know might put him on edge a bit. I'll tell you what though, he's not only is he a good guy, but he's done really well. He does some quite gnarly off-roading, considering he's only been riding for about a year. Rides around on a 310 GS. If you haven't seen my 310 GS video, the recent one, not the one from 2019, that is actually his bike. So looking after it for him for a little while. But yeah, he's a big fan of off-road. Not sure if he still is, but. He was before, about an hour ago. Horrible though, isn't it, when you're the only one to fall off? I mean, that's just the pit. Where are we going? Where's he going? Am I following the right group? Must be. Seems a bit soon to be coming back, but yeah, so okay, so it's been a short ride. I've enjoyed it. I'm glad that Mr. C's all right. The bike itself is not my cup of tea. It's a bit too choppy. I mean, it is a proper, it feels a proper well-made bike for a proper well-made real man to ride it. So yeah, I won't be rushing out to buy one for sure. It is quite top heavy in the engine heat, man. Never know nothing like it. I bet that'll be lovely in the winter. Comes with leg warmers. There's a funny tittle tattle from the engine which makes me, oh, what the hell was that? From the engine, which, hang on, I'll see if I can get it idle in a minute. Sounds like the tappets need doing or something. Yeah, no, not a big fan. I mean, I like it, but you know, it's just not for me. Seating bad though, to be fair. Yeah, I think you've got to be a full-on, proper skilled off-roadie for this type of thing. What a dude. Loads of power. Nice wide bars. Pegs are nice. Standing up in the pegs is nice as well. Suspension is 9 out of 10. Yeah, it's not bad. Well then guys, so that was it. That was the Ducati Desert X. I'll flag up all the information on screen because I know next to nothing about it. Mr. C will be coming back in a minute. And there she is. That engine is roasting, man. Absolutely roasting. Mr. C is back now. There he is. And what do you think? It's my new friend.
Right, how you doing?
What did you think?
Very nice bike. Obviously the tyres are no good for what we were doing today.
Yeah.
But the chassis seemed very nice.
He was in the desert, weren't you?
Yes, Desert X. I put it in enduro mode, but I still found the... They said that the ABS was off in the back. What a shite.
Yeah.
But I think it's in Italian and the guys don't understand Italian. So I don't think it was in proper enduro mode with ABS.
Yeah.
No. I think they need to switch the dash back to English. But because the back brake came on far too easy, the traction control.
Yeah, I agree.
Button, yeah.
Front brake. I didn't notice the traction control kicking in.
Apologise. ABS.
The ABS.
Too easy.
Agreed.
Front brake was good. You had to really brake hard for that to engage.
Yeah.
Bit squeaky the brakes, but it must be just the dust and the dirt on the pads for them running around here.
Top heavy and hot, would you say?
No. Well, I didn't
still
find it.
Them
I didn't find it top heavy because I've rode like the 1290s as well.
Yeah.
And I found it actually easier to ride than the 1290.
Yeah. It's lighter, isn't it? A lot lighter.
I think the 1290 is probably about 230, 240.
Yeah.
They say, but it felt light, but supposedly it's to do with the longer wheelbase. They've cheated.
Yeah.
Made the wheelbase longer and they've made the wheels lighter.
Yes.
So, yeah. No, I was quite impressed with it. Would I go and buy one? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a no from me.
I need to play with it because I felt I really wanted to give it a handful, but you need to be respectful to the guides that are taking us out.
Yeah. See, I would disagree with you. I'm not a great off-roader and I don't like big bikes, but that looked after me.
Yeah.
I found it light when it was moving. The only problem I found is manoeuvring it.
No, listen, you're not listening to what I said. I felt as if I wanted to go.
Aye.
I was holding her back.
Exactly. Well, that's the way I felt.
You've got a mixed group there, haven't you?
Correct. Well, if you listen, why don't you bot out? Because you're no cleaning your
ears. Oh, here we go.
You can edit it.
I'm not editing that. It's gold.
No.
One thing I did want to say to you, slow speed. It was choppy and not. It was a little bit.
I ride a single cylinder, so they're generally snatchy.
Yeah.
So I didn't really find it snatchy. I must admit, the first wee hairpin, I felt I had to work at it.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't in the zone yet.
Yeah.
And the small track, I found, get out the first wee kind of bad hairpin there. But oh, you better get your ass off this seat and push these bars.
Yeah.
But no, I worked at it, but once I got used to it. So you notice the length when you do tight technical stuff.
Yeah, yes.
I think as a machine it will go through anything, but it's in the same sort of class as your 1290s. You need to be Chris Birch to be able to ride them properly.
Yeah, yeah. All me. All
beautiful.
Me.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice bike. I need to try and get a road. I need to go to the dealer, get a road on it, and play with it for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But because.
But overall, you liked it.
Well, I found it hard to lift the front end in second gear as well, and I was looking for wee kickers to compress it.
Yeah.
But it's only maybe get 70 horsepower in enduro mode.
I'll have to get you on the live sometime. Tell us about your KTM story.
Oh,
not now, because we'll get angry. We'll get angry, but we'll do that another time.
I'll let you post it, and you can get all the hate mail.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, it's went off,
Mr. C.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. You're on camera now.
Where did you end up?
All right. Yeah. All good. Thank you very much, Danny's. That helped.
Yeah,
really helped, actually.
You okay in yourself, yeah?
Yeah, just winded a bit at the time.
Yeah.
Not even shaking, which is weird.
I thought
that would break me. I just hit a little divot.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a wet divot.
Wet divot.
You couldn't see it. Couldn't see it.
Wasn't breaking. Wasn't accelerating. Was coming into the corner, turning, did a bit of a lean.
Yeah.
That was it. Front wheel gone.
Camera's still there.
This went off. Yeah. The helmet, the camera, all that took a. All that went into the mud, so I've got to fix all that up again.
But he's alright, anyway.
Alright, yeah.
Catch you next week, guys.